Video games, in many cases, aren't just games anymore. They can be a significant component of the economy. John Beck studies this. He's president of North Star Leadership Group and has authored several books. And John, just how big a segment of the economy are video games?
I think the most recent in the United States is almost $20 billion. So a little less than that, but creeping up on that. It's a big part. It's a big segment.
And
it's getting close to motion pictures.
And is that mostly sales of video games?
That's about half video games and about half the machines you use to play the video games on.
What are the impacts of that? I mean, $20 billion is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And not all of that's actually being tracked. I mean, that's the amount that's actually being sold as software and as hardware. But the impact of games is much larger than that number even could come close to accounting for.
And how does that sort of impact the overall economy? You mentioned it's approaching the revenue for movies.
I mean,
movies are a very, you know, a big part of culture and society. Yeah. Are video games sort of creeping up to that level?
Well, I think they have even a larger impact at a younger age. So 5-year-olds don't know much what's going on in movies. A couple of them they watch and they really care about, but they know a lot about what's going on in video games, and they play a lot of them. And teenagers is probably even more impact.
And do you find that when kids start young playing video games, they continue playing throughout their adolescence and into adulthood?
Right now, I saw the numbers not too long ago, something like 91, 95%, something like that, of American kids grow up playing video games.
That's a lot.
It's everybody.
It's almost everybody.
It's everybody. So I interact with a group of honor students at Arizona State University. And one day we got on the subject of video games, and I just asked, how many of you play video games? These are honors kids. They get straight A's. And I said, how many of you play video games? And all but two hands went up.
Was there a particular moment when video games really sort of started becoming this massive economic force?
Nintendo, Super Mario. That probably changed everything.
A long time ago. Then.
A long
back
time ago.
Like when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been huge ever since then.
Obviously, graphics continue to get better and systems get more realistic, and you can play with other people either in the same room, on the same couch, or across the world.
Right.
I would imagine that's had a pretty big impact as well.
Oh, it does. I mean, it's socializing. It's social time for people, whether you're in the same room or not. And so for young people and for families, it's where a lot of time is spent. I mean, play dates for my kids, even many years ago, was friends coming over and them sitting down and playing video games for hours on end.
Huh. Are there social impacts to that?
Sure. So about 15 years ago, I wrote a book called The Kids Are All Right. And in it, my kids were at that age where they were playing a lot of video games. They were young teens. And I actually was looking for a reason to tell them not to play as many video games. And so went out and did a study of the impact that growing up playing video games has on how you are as a business person later in life. And to my chagrin, found that across the board, like on every variable we looked at, they were having a positive impact on people's lives. This was a huge surprise to me. I came home and told my kids, keep playing video games. They'll probably be good for you.
Well, it's interesting because it kind of goes against the conventional wisdom, which is that you don't want kids to have too much screen time. You want them to get outside and run around and play as opposed to sitting in front of a screen playing a video game.
Well, I think that's good for physical health. There's no doubt about that. But we weren't really measuring physical health. We were looking at whether you are a better business person because you grow up playing video games.
What's the relationship there?
Well, I think you play a lot. It's very strategic, even on simple games. You've got to figure out what the algorithm is. You've got to figure out what the patterns are. You've got to make decisions. You have to teach other people. Remember, this is a technology that parents were not involved in. Kids teach other kids how to play video games. So there's leadership skills that come from it. There's decision-making skills. There's speed in decision-making. There's failing and failure not being a big deal because that's part of learning how to play a video game. It's huge. It has a huge impact across a large range of skills and ways of thinking.
Which video games tend to sell the best and sort of bring in the most money? Is there sort of a genre of them?
It's always been kind of the blockbust. There's a whole bunch of sports games that do extremely well.
Like Madden, things
right.
like that.
And then there's kind of the shooter games, and those do extremely well. Generally, the higher quality graphics and the better sound, the better they do, and that's where most of the cost is, actually, in producing a video game.
Is this the kind of thing where there are a small number of video games that bring in the majority of that $20 billion, or is it fairly evenly spread out?
Within the console games, there's a small number of titles, that, just like with book sales. So there's a small number on consoles. On phones, it's completely different. Well, there's one or two on phones even that are going to bring in a lot of money. But I think it's, from the numbers I've seen, it's much more evenly distributed.
John Beck is president of the North Star Leadership Group. John, thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Show.